Lord, thank you so much for the fellowship you've given us. I just pray, Father, that you look after John as he trips home, look after his family as he's gone. I just pray, Father, that you bless his food tonight and the nourishment of our bodies. And in all things, we can glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I love it. Whenever we're at a restaurant, my family.
Listen!
It can be real noisy. We stop to pray. It's like everyone in the restaurant quiets down.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
That's cool.
I'm not kidding.
Is it much more rare up there?
It is. It's, yeah.
It's rare here in Dallas, and it isn't so much rare. Not too terrible.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like around here. Around here, you can't swing a cat without hitting a Baptist church. But.
What do you do? You drool on yourself
Charlie. I dropped a.
He dropped some
ranch,
some
right,
ranch right here, and he goes, "I'm leaking." Yes, we have a lot of Baptist churches.
Yeah.
But up there, it's like.
And a lot of cats.
Yeah.
Where do y'all go to church?
Go to Adirondack Christian Fellowship.
Is it a non-denominational?
It's non-denominational, but it's part of Calvary Chapel. Mm-hmm. Calvary Chapel is not officially a denomination yet. My pastor told me straight up, he said, if they ever become a denomination, we're gone.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's what made me stay there.
So talk to me about, because I know you got some hot sports opinions on this.
Yeah, not a lot.
No, on this subject, I think you kind of do.
Let me put it to you this way. Church I go to,
yeah,
we don't have any official membership.
Well, that's good.
If you're a member of the body of Christ, you can serve there. So.
Which I completely understand.
Yeah.
They don't have any official membership either.
Our membership list is, oh, you want to be added to the mailing list there, and show up in the church directory. If you're in the church directory, then you're pretty much decided to stay there for a while.
I got no problem with that.
And they, and you know, the pastor and the elders, they.
But I also don't have a problem with the church saying, we're going to have a membership. We're going to have members who, that way, I'll have background checks and can serve. And.
Oh, no. I need a background check.
They do it at First Baptist.
You're going to serve with the kids, yeah. You're going to sing in the choir. There's no need for a background check.
And, you know, and these guys who we consider members are going to be tithers. And, you know, you can come, but if you want to be a member, these, you know, there's certain things we want you to do.
Well,
I got no problem with that. I mean, you can still go to the church.
The biggest problem I have with you're not tithing, so you can't be a member, is there is no command in the New Testament to tithe. It's a great principle, but tithing was a practice that led to righteousness under the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. Well,
in a way, not directly, but additionally, there is a doctrine in the modern church that says you should tithe before you do anything else, before you feed your family, before whatever. And anyone who can't afford to feed their family was not required to tithe in the Old Testament. So if you're going to be one of those churches that says, well, it's in the Old Testament, we have to do it, then you need to do it the way the Old Testament says. If that's going to be your qualification. But
well, Jesus did confirm tithing when he said you should have done one without doing it. You should have done one without neglecting the other. But I mean, I'm not saying, I'm not legalistic, I don't care.
But he didn't command it.
No, he didn't command it.
Neither did and Paul.
He's just dying to say something.
Neither did Paul.
Go ahead.
I think it's like anything in the New Testament as it pertains to the Old Testament. It's just like Jesus said, you know, adultery isn't if you, you know, act, you know, it's if you look on a woman, then you committed adultery in your heart. Tithing is the same way to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even tithing if you are really, I mean, all that we have belongs to the Lord.
Right.
And
yes,
we really owe him everything. Mm-hmm. And so to say, put 10% on it is kind of silly. But at the same time, there's the Lord knows our needs and all that. When he says that, he knows what we have need of. And there's also a need in the church to support ministry in the church and different things like that. So that's, it all comes back to a matter of the heart. It's not a matter of the carnal commandments. It's a matter of the law of life and liberty in your heart that you're supposed to get from. I think tithing is a good 10% is a decent amount and something most people can afford.
Mm-hmm.
But to put any sort of stipulation on it or basis anything is ludicrous in my mind.
I get upset with people that say, well, you're stealing from the Lord. You're robbing from the Lord if you're not tithing. I agree with Sam.
They get that from Malachi.
Yeah,
that's from Malachi.
But I think that everything you have is the Lord's, and if you treat, you should spend every penny as though it was the Lord's.
Yeah. Part of the reason that I also don't think this should be a requirement is because the tithe went to the priesthood, and it went to the operation of the priesthood, and we don't have that anymore. Now your tithe money is being used to pay for land, pay for a building, pay for an electric bill.
Go to SeaWorld.
Go to SeaWorld.
Go to SeaWorld.
No, whatever it may be.
Trust me.
Go to SeaWorld. And you know, it just seems like to me I'm never going to go to a church that I think is misusing any money. And that doesn't mean I have to agree with everything they use the money for, but like our church does not own any property. None. We rent. But this is very expensive up there, and we'd have to go seriously into debt in order to own property.
They don't own property either.
And
they did, but they don't.
And that's the thing is that really gets under my skin is a lot of tithe is going for usury. Because churches are borrowing money to function, and I don't think that's a good use of the Lord's money. Four years ago, I went to Lake George on New Year's Day. They have a polar bear swim. But
that's what's wrong with you. I knew something was wrong.
The water was warmer than the outside air temperature.
Well, that ain't hard
to
do.
So you got in the water, and it was warm.
But it wasn't warm.
Over. It hadn't frozen over yet. So
how cold was the water?
It was 36 degrees.
The water was 36?
Yeah, the water was 36 degrees, yeah.
Human popsicle. That's cold.
In and out, man.
That'll kill brain cells.
I just went in and out.
That'll kill. No, it won't.
I didn't go underwater. I did not put my head underwater. I refused to do that. I've been up to Canada. Went to in the summer. And there was a glacial waterfall. The water was 40 something degrees coming off of that into a pool. And I jumped into that. It's near a hot spring. So it was a hot spring with a glacial waterfall. I jumped into that. The water's like 127 degrees. I jumped right into that. Mistake. Every joint in my body just like locked up. Pain. Lots of pain.
You have a stroke.
Oh man.
An epileptic shock.
Yeah.
Crazy. The first trip we took to Wisconsin, she told me there's I'd never been north of Oklahoma. And she says, this is how we do it. We just drive as long, we leave at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you just drive as long as you can, and then I'll take over and I'll drive the rest of the way. I thought, she's done this before. I mean, her parents live up there. She knows what she's talking about. So I drove till 4 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't stay awake anymore. Okay, it's your turn. So we pull over. We're in her little, we're not even married, we're just dating. And we're in her little Toyota Celica convertible. It's freezing cold, middle of the night. And it's a convertible, so there's like no warmth at all. So anyway, so we pull over to truck stop and fill up with gas. We switch. I get in. I close in. She pulls out on the highway. It seems like I've been asleep for like a while,
right?
So I open my eyes. I'm sleeping. I open my eyes, and all I see is Peterbilt. Straight on.
He's asleep.
About 10 feet away, Peterbilt. And I lose it. I was like, and as I look over, she's, just screaming, grabbing the wheel, you know. And then it all happened so quickly. I realized we're at a truck stop. Oh, we had gone 15 minutes down the road. She'd pulled back over into the next exit. She'd gone one exit up the road, pulled over into a truck stop, and went to sleep.
Oh, man.
I soiled myself.
Now every time you see a Peterbilt, see a
give us a song to sing.
Oh, Sherry. My Journey.
Steve Perry.
That's pretty much out
Perry,
of my pretty much out of my range too there.
Out of Cat's range.
Is there anything?
Oh, Sherry. I don't have a range.
I'm in love.
I have Tom Petty. That's pretty much my range.
Hold on. Oh, Fallen.
At least he's in key.
Free Fallen.
How about a religious song?
A religious song?
How about a Christmas song?
Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Okay, yeah.
Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, Holy Night.
Little Drummer Boy. I think the Little Drummer Boy.
He'll twitch all the way home.
Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, Holy Night is my favorite.
You wanted Harry Connick Jr. style or just like straight up him style?
Straight up.
All right.
Oh,
I don't know all the words.
Tight.
Oh, holy tights? What?
I know that version.
That's a scary version, man. That's pretty.
You gotta sing it with a deep voice.
Oh, sing that song for me, there, boy. You ready, Brad?
What are we singing? Are we singing
Oh Holy Night? Can you do Oh Holy Night?
I don't know
you
the words.
Don't know Holy Night.
I can sing along. Oh Holy Night, Oh Silent Night? That's
you know like some kind of Dallas Cowboys song? Or
Oh Holy Night, Oh Silent Night? Is that the same thing?
What about,
How about Rudolph Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Rudolph Got Run Over?
Grandma?
I mean, Grandma Got Run Over by Rudolph?
You have to do all the things
with Rudolph the Red No
Reindeer.
Have a big shiny gnome.
If
you ever saw it,
you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Like Monopoly.
Then one foggy Christmas
Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee.
Yippee.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. You go down in his story.
Like Columbus.
Yeah. At least I got one. That's all you need.